This is Aeneid, book one, lines 572 to 578, so the very end of the syllabus translation, plus a little bit about what happens before the end of the actual book, because these are not the last lines of the book, so what happens after these words are spoken. All right, so you would start with vultis et. Do you wish even, considere, to settle, me cum pariter, equally with me, his regnis, in these realms, or you could say in this kingdom. Urbem quam statuo, the city which I am founding, vestra est, is yours. Subducite naves, beach your ships. Tros tyrius quae, a Trojan and a Tyrrhenian, agitur, will be treated, mihi, by me, nullo discrimine, with no distinction. So I'm going to treat you just like you are my own people. Atque utinam, and also, oh, that rex ipse Aeneas, that the king himself Aeneas, compulsus noto eodem, driven by the same south wind, ad foret, would be here. Or you could just say, we're here. I wish you were here. Equidem, of course, naturally, indeed, dimittam certos, I will send certain men. So you could translate it as certain men. You could also be reliable men. That's really what it means, is men that I can be certain of. So I will send reliable men per litera along the shores. Et ubebo, I will order them to lustrare, to survey the extrema, the farthest reaches, Libyae, of Libya. See erat, if he wanders, ejectus, cast out, quibus siluis, out urbibus, in some woods or cities. All right, so just in case he's out there somewhere wandering, I'm going to go and see if anybody can find him. All right, so translating one more time. Do you wish even to settle equally with me in these realms? The city which I'm founding is yours. Beach your ships. A Trojan and a Tyrrhenian will be treated by me with no distinction. And also, oh, that the king himself Aeneas, driven by the same south wind, were here. Indeed, I will send reliable men along the shores, and I will order them to survey the farthest reaches of Libya, if he wanders, cast out in some woods or cities. All right, but this is not the end of the book. What happens afterwards is basically the cloud fades away and Aeneas stands there with Achates. Venus makes Aeneas look just like a golden prince, just more handsome than he even, in fact, really was. And Dido is amazed and speaks to him. She wants him to tell the story of the Trojan War. She invites him to a feast. He sends back to the ship to get some presents for the queen and to bring Ascanius, his son, to the feast. This is where Venus gets a brilliant idea that she is going to make sure that her son stays safe by making Dido completely fall in love with him. So she asks Cupid, Eros, to take Ascanius' place, to take his form, to sit on Dido's lap, and to breathe love into her. And as that is happening, as Cupid in Ascanius' form is sitting on her lap and making her fall in love with Aeneas, at the very end of the book, she asks again, she says, tell me the story of what you've been through. And so book two will be his telling of the fall of Troy and the war that they went through and exactly how that all came to be.